The Cincinnati Comic Expo enters its 9th year of entertaining thousands of fans with an annual show celebrating all periods and genres of pop culture with an emphasis on comics. Here to tell me more about this year's expo is Matt Bredesteggy, one of the chief organizers of the event. Matt Bredesteggy, thanks for joining me.
Nice being here. Thank you.
This is the 9th year of the Cincinnati Comic Expo. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
It seems like every year the attendance just keeps getting bigger and bigger. Do you think that's because of awareness of this particular event or the popularity of this kind of entertainment?
One of the big things with conventions out there is name recognition and getting your show out there. For our region, we have many shows in our area, so we have to keep pushing year after year and get more people to, you know, figure us out and let us grow and that kind of stuff. And then, yeah, as of for the growth, you know, you look at your TV shows and a lot of the biggest films of the year so far and how they're focused on the superhero or comic book culture. And it's becoming more mainstream. So this is where we're able to pull in all types of fans.
As one of the co-creators and co-organizers of the Cincinnati Comic Expo, what things do you look for to make the Cincinnati Expo unique?
It's just putting the Cincinnati stamp on it for a lot of fans. We know the fans of our area are unique. You know, we can't do the exact type of show that, you know, a Chicago show would do. We can't do the exact type of show that a San Diego or New York show would type of do. You know, the Cincinnati fans are very unique. Some of them are classical. So that's where we bring in the nostalgia kind of stuff. As much as we want to keep thinking of what's going to be new, what's fresh, what's current, and there's got to be, okay, what happened 30 years ago kind of stuff. And I think that's what makes us unique a little bit, is instead of making a show that we as organizers want to do, we have to think of a show as to what do our fans want. And, you know, that's one of our most difficult tasks in reading our responses and getting feedback from our fans as to what they want. Because, of course, there's so many genres out there and so many fandoms that we have to try to get a little mix of it all.
One of the big key draws to this con and to most every con are the number of media guests and celebrities that you have attending. And I was looking at the list and you have some very top-notch entertainment coming to town. Nikolai Coster-Waldau from Game of Thrones, LeVar Burton from Star Trek, Cary Elwes from Princess Bride and the first Saw movie, Summer Glau, William Zabka from Karate Kid, and probably my favorite, Peter Mayhew, who played Chewbacca. Of those names, who do you personally most want to spend time with? Or are there names that I didn't mention that you think are just going to be phenomenal audience draws?
You know, I've watched Game of Thrones since episode one, so Nikolai is going to be very great to meet. Clark Gregg, for example, who was on West Wing and then appeared in the first few Marvel movies there and then became a star on Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I mean, we're expecting him to be a big draw as well. And then one of our most recent announcements with Benedict Wong, who's been in so far two of the Marvel movies and looks like that he'll be in the, you know, the next phase kind of stuff. You know, and Peter was just at our show 2 years ago and he had so much fun. He wanted to come back again. Peter is just iconic with the Star Wars franchise. You know, it's a very diverse lineup with a bunch of fandoms to try to, you know, pull in the fans and bring in the fans. You know, that's what we're excited about as well.
Looking again at the list of media guests that you have, it seems like you have a tendency to draw toward maybe not villains, but definitely in the darker side of the genre. Was that intentional?
No. Honestly, we we look at a lot of the fandoms, and a lot of it comes down to who has the schedule availability, who wants to come to Cincinnati, and then if we're able to agree to terms to bring them to town.
I'd like to talk a little bit about the activities that you have going on at the expo for your attendees. You have, you know, meet with the celebrities, meet with the artists and the illustrators. You also have some more activities that would be expected, say like live role-playing gaming. But you have some things that really caught my eye, like you have a blood drive, or you have a geek prom, or you also are sponsoring speed dating. How do you put those kind of activities together?
First, with the blood drive, we're very honored to be able to partner with Hawksworth on that. We like to join in with other Cincinnati institutions. So years ago, when Hawksworth wanted to partner up, they wanted to have a blood drive. We said, that's fantastic. We hit the Duke Energy Convention Center. There's hundreds of thousands of square feet. You know, we'll provide the fans and the blood, and you do what you need to do. And they set it all up. They bring in their volunteers and the supplies, and we just provide the donors as it is. They love to get photos of the people in costumes or in character sometimes that are donating blood at the time. Speed dating is one of those things that's it's growing in a lot of shows. It's that first step of already having like-minded people in the same vicinity. If you're single and you're trying to find, you know, that soulmate or that significant other and, you know, hopefully find a match. And that's one of those things that we source out. There's companies that will travel from show to show. And then our Geek Prom started several years ago as well. It's just an after-party kind of thing. This year, the theme is Midwest Muggle Fest. The Harry Potter theme was so popular, we sold out, and unfortunately, we had to turn a lot of people away. So we're trying to change things up here a little bit by bringing it back. So that's a dance, but then we also have some Harry Potter-themed games and activities inside with either some props or that kind of stuff.
One thing, if you don't mind, I'd like to just take a minute and talk to you about, because among the activities is a costume contest. There's going to be a lot of folks, like you mentioned, in costume. And I just wanted to discuss with you the idea or the theme that's been prevalent in a lot of cons lately, and that is that cosplay is not consent. Obviously, that's going to be something that you promote. I was wondering if you could just tell me a little bit about what that means.
Yeah, unfortunately, with a lot of characters, there are some people out there that think that this is a way to take advantage, you know, of either some women or some men that attend these conventions while they're in character or in costume. And people have to realize that, you know, all because they're in character doesn't mean that, you know, they're actually that type of person. And so we have to treat individuals with respect, and we have to be mindful of that. And that's one of those things where we have a harassment policy where if there's, you know, somebody there in costume or in character, or even if they're not, and if they feel bothered or if somebody is trying to touch them or something of the sort, you know, it's one of those things that needs to be brought to our attention and we'll get it resolved.
Matt Bredesege, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me about the 2018 Cincinnati Comic Expo. Sounds like a very wonderful and exciting time for people of all ages. I am really looking forward to attending.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
The Cincinnati Comic Expo takes place September 14th through the 16th at the Duke Energy Convention Center. For links to more information, please visit our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jim Nolan.